אומר להם, צאו, צאו, איזה דרך ישר עקיד באדם, כל זה דרך הישר לפושן של בידור ויקים. We have five tutsim. We're the five Talmidim. The Reza Ime Ayan Teva, the Yeshua Ime Chove Teva, the Yeshua Ime Shachin Teva, the Yeshua Ime Haroya Savaila, the Reza Ime Leiv Teva. Those are the five. Over there, my name is the Reza Ime Oksitav of the Rechel. And in the Mishnah Yogimah, the next Mishnah, we have very similar reverse form. How many two is it there? Rashi, Sakit, Men, Adam? So most of them are exact opposites. Blood says instead of Ayin Tayv, Ayin Ra. Shua says a Chavit Tayv, Chavit Ra. Rabbi Yosef, Ayin Meshachin Tayv, Shachin Ra. Rishim, Ayin Mer, here we have something new. We have a Reyes and Merled, and then you get something that seems to really come from the field someplace. Something that, Aloiva Vein, the Meshach. The main problem in life is the way we're in the shower. I get.
That's what you don't say. Like that way.
I look at the shower, serious problem. Yeah, I love him in the autumn, I love him in the Mokambor. You pop in person. Take money from the bank. Shalom. Shenema. Love the Rosh Hashanah. The Tzadik cleaning the Nisa. We'll get there one day. Shalom. The Lezayim Leibra. The opposite of Leif Toif. And the ending. Same. Rabbi Lezayim. Oh yes. The Rabbi Lezayim Benarach. The Rechem. Shalchal. The Rabbi Lezayim. These are the two Mishnayis. The questions I think we started with once before. First question that we need to deal with is, what is this list? List of what are they? You want to ask me to tell you some derech, so I can think of a lot of other things also. And there are many of them that I wouldn't have thought of. You want to tell me something that's a basic derech hayosho, so keep your heart on that. Same is called Sefer Yosha. What's the subject? What are they looking for? So then the first one, Madai Tzuvu, that the area of discussion is something outside of the Beis Medrash. Tzuvu, this is something that comes from the more practical side of life. Meaning that there are things that need a direct contemplation of the realities of how things actually work to come to the conclusions. If a person would be sitting in the Beis Medrash and would be coming from the side of the theory, the side of the pure reality of Torah, you want to ask me a question, what's the Derech HaYoshua? Basically, the question is not a valid question. Because it doesn't need an answer. Sefer Torah is a Sefer Yosha, that's what Torah is all about. The question only starts when it's true. The question is true. Everybody knows that the tachlis is to keep all of the Torah, keep away from various hindrances. Get the Kaleidin, keep out again. That everybody knows. So, what's the question then? What's our discussion? The discussion is to find. Go out into the reality of the world outside of the Beis Medrash and find a practical approach that will enable a person to accomplish these goals. Ezudah Hishash Ibn Prohalim, the Bahirin explains, for example, that all of the Midas Tayos. A person needs. They list off the list of these things that are endless, even the main ones are 30, 40, 50 long. And all the midas are important that a person should have. And any mila midas a person has is important, and any chassar, I mean, it would be and concern. But what we're looking for here, Rabbi explains, is a particular midah where a person could be dovek, meaning that all people have their pluses and their minuses. And all people have some midahs that they're very good in, and all midahs that some midahs that they have problems with. That's the standard state of most human beings. Higher quality people have a better sum total, and other people have more problems. But the chiddush that this mission is telling us, the starters, before we get into the answers and the question, is that there are particular midas. That's what he was asking, to go out, look in the practical sense, as an etzah, as a mahalach, that if you're dovek in it, if you'll come to perfection in something that may be quite side, if we put it as some hierarchy of midas, there could be some things here that wouldn't take number one on the list, maybe somewhere off on left field, right field, somewhere, right? But the mida that we're looking for is the capability of these midas with a total emphasis, where a person putting to the maximum of his capabilities to come to perfection in this mida, that this mida will give him the capability of giving him general shlemus. That in general, it will be, as the Rebbe Yehuda puts it, it will be able to recite all his midas. The nakel olof. Imagine that a mida, something should be easy. He says that nakel olof, lohosik mimenas kolom midas hachashivus, that if a person has one of these midas that we're referring to, these midas has the capability of turning around the whole person.
And then shlemus.
What? Turn around the whole person, and in, at least in relative terms, or in absolute terms, depends on whether you have relative shlemus in that mida, or absolute shlemus in that mida. But even relatively so, a person can come to a level of shlemus here. That's already a very big question. That's something that could be very beneficial if we can get a handle on. We get some. Kabbalah was saying that there is a mahalach of Kabbalah Zotayah of every generation. Every generation needs a re-Kabbalah Zotayah, a re-acceptance of the Torah. The reason for that is because beyond the Shmiras Hadas, Torah and Mitzvahs in general, but in order for a person to be kainah, the Shleimus that the Torah wants from us, there's a particular translation for each generation. Each generation has its nishayus, each generation has its mezik, its message, its mission, whichever words you like to use. And each generation needs its translation and its approach. What this Mishnah is telling us, and what we have in these five Talmidim, this is probably the place that we found this, this is an exception to what most of the Pirkei Avos is built on. Because it's not telling us, look in the Torah and tell me what you've learned from the Torah, what basic concept you have. But Suru, this is the translation according to the basic koichos, which, as we've spoken in the past, all these weeks, that these five Talmidim incorporated within them the totality of the different midas that make up a person. And the chiddush that we have in this Mishnah is that each one of them, even though each one of them was a particular aspect of the totality of the person, each one found alpi darkai, that you can start at any one of the 5 points of the person's makeup, and he found such a midah, such an approach, that can enable him to come to shleimus in general. In general means encompassing all of the thought. The task that we will not be able to succeed, which is an individual lifetime goal. Each person has to find his tsuru, his particular place in one of these five mahalchim, in derivatives of one of these five mahalchim, that particularly addresses himself to his kodesh nefesh. And these are basic mahalchim. If there are five, and only five is because that's what there are, for each person has to find himself somewhere in these molecules. To be able to bring it down, the ma'isa for us, that will be beyond our capabilities. It's a job that maybe after this year, with a lot of thought, time, and effort, a person may, each person individually, be able to derive some. If we can open up the sugya a little bit, if we can find a little bit of an understanding of how this such a system works, then we will have to suffice at that. The very idea that such a thing could happen, that I can find a particular aspect, and through perfection in that area, the perfection will spill over to other areas which I didn't work on in particular. Right? And the person will become a person of shlemus. It's something that needs an explanation. Pashtus, in the normal approach, Zainish in his Sefer speaks about this. Many times when a person is involved in Tikkun HaMidos, we start breaking a person into little pieces. And you see different separate aspects of a person. And sometimes it gets to the point that a person identifies his totality because of the particular aspect that he's dealing with, whether it's positive or negative. And then he misses the real picture. Sometimes it's when you're dealing with yourself, sometimes you're dealing with somebody else. For example, so this person don't like him, why? He's a cancer. He's a cancer. That's what he is. That's his whole picture, from the beginning to the end, is he's a cancer. One of the things that he has, and he may have a serious problem with it, and that could be him or me, right? Either way. Is that a problem with caste? But in order to be able to know how to deal with it properly, the person has to be within a code. The yisoides of midos that enable this type of a system to be possible is because the thing that I think we spoke about it one of also we have to know that although a person has many aspects to it, we have very many faceted, going to the extremes of Guf and Neshama and all of the different aspects, the way it was broken down in these five, but a person is a totality. And in every one of these sides, and this is something that you have in all of Torah, in all of reality, everything relates to everything, and everything contains everything. For example, we'll use scientific form. The genes that control sight will be found in the ears. That'll be found all over the body. Every part of the body, every cell in the body contains the genes that control all the corpus that belong in every other place. What are they doing there? So the scientists, the idiots, so they say, oh, you know, it's just a shikpul machine, and 99.98% of it is wasted. It's not necessary. Because you need to have eyesight in one place, so they threw these genes in all over the body. It's a mistake. The reason why you have genes all over the place for eyesight in your toenails is because the koyach hariyah is a total koyach of the total human being, which has its place where it comes out the poil in the eyes. And if a person were to have a sickness in the genes I'm just using genes as a muscle, I'm talking medical factor. That as a muscle would have a sickness in the basic makeup of the genes in his toenails, right, his eyes wouldn't work. Because the koyach hariyah is mispashing the whole, the place that it comes out of poil is in a particular place. But if the eyes are fine, but the koyach hariyah is sick, it's not going to work. Right? The same thing with all of the koyachs. Wherever you have a person is a total person. And every part of what you have, and everything, is to be found in every place. It's well known that Klal Yisrael is all one Nisham. And we're like one huge person, one Tzuras Adam. In a Tzuras Adam, not all of the parts have the same function. You have a heart, is not a lung, a lung is not a toe, and a toe is not a hand. Everything has its function and its makeup. Like Kaisa, as Kohan and Levine, as Melucha, as Talmid Chachamim. Yeah, that's not so good. It's the Arba Minim. The reason why you magged them all together, right? They're all one, they come together, is because the Koyach HaMelucha that Yehuda has is the place where the Koyach HaMelucha that all Klai Yisrael comes to its function. But if in Reuven the Koyach HaMelucha, right, is improper, then it's not going to come out right in Yehuda. If the Koyach HaKohunim in God is not working too good, then it's going to be a problem with the Kohanim that come out of Levi. A Klai Yisrael, or every human being, or every time that anything in Torah, in reality, everything is to be found in everything, and everything is like that. Therefore, you can go from the micro to the macro, from the macro to the micro. Because wherever I'm dealing with, even if I'm dealing with a prat, I'm dealing with a klal. Because every prat is in itself a klal in the micro. Every particular aspect that I'm dealing with contains within it the totality of all of that exists, right? But with the emphasis of the former on its prat, and everything else but koyach, everything else in potential. Right? The eyes, for example, have the koyach to hear. The ears have the koyach to see. In Har Sinai, so they were ruinous initially. Right? Showing this on you. They had, generally it doesn't happen. But the eyes are practically seers, and the koyach have all of the koyach. Same thing with all of the makeup of a person, all of the human beings in the tzibur, all the tzibur's in Glaisa and so forth. Right? All the parts of the world, wherever you're going to go, you're going to have the same status. Therefore, there is a capability of picking up even something that looks somewhat side on the map, and by emphasizing that aspect, right, you can bring a klal of shlemus to the whole person. If this being so, l'chayra Wi-Fi can take anything. You can take anything. Take anything. If everything takes everything, so then anything has everything. So instead of, so we found a way how it works, but we found too good of a way, and it should work always. And it doesn't. And we're told here that they had to go out and find these things, and that's how you should come by. And there'll be fiducium here in what they found. And there's a tremendous gilulim here, that these are particular things, these will work and the other things won't work. Why is that? And the understanding of it is, because maybe, in theory, a person could take anything and get it from anywhere. But practically, it's not going to happen. Yeah, you have the genes in your toenails for a brain, but you're not going to, we hope you don't think in your toenails. There are certain organs in the human being, for example, just as a muscle, which have the capability that if you'll get them heart, the person, they say, the person has a disease, but if his heart is really healthy, okay, so the heart can spread that health over the diseased organs, right? Brain, the different organs that the digestive system. There are different capabilities that they have a general relationship to the whole body. That if you strengthen them in a particular way, you can practically come to results and things that wouldn't seem so directly related, because their particular koyach, their prat, their koyach prati, right, is one that directly relates to the flock. So they have a practical capability of utilizing this kinetic energy, utilizing the potential of the klal that they contain. Everybody may have it in theory, but practically you're not going to find it so easily. And you may find it somewhere where you would look. You have to go looking. You have to go look. There's something to look for because it's not so readily obvious. So maybe we'll start with the list, and maybe that will understand things a little better.
But
question?
Isn't it a little bit I find the question is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is turning to these who you would expect to have found Yishmeinus in the Torah. How do we understand that the Dafka says to him, Suhu? It's as if it answers to those people that as shown in the Torah per se by itself cannot bring you Torah. You have to go out of it.
The Chiddush is the opposite.
He's telling those who can't be like that.
No. You're using terminology that's borrowed from our generation. I was trying to talk more in the terminology of the Mishnais. We're talking about inter-world and outer-world. In our generation, we're almost talking about two shvatim or two religions. It's like a different world, different life, different story. That's not the tzuru that we're talking about. We're not talking about inside the tour world or in the business world and the universities. So leave the yeshiva, go to the university. That's not what it's going to. I can find anything. University and certainly that he's not going to send his talmidim looking at it. That's what he means. I explained that besides the limud of how a person can from Torah, bring Torah down from Lamala Lamata, bring Torah down to him, should affect him. There's a way to direct in the opposite direction also, from the bottom up. And to break a person, start from the person and walk up towards the Torah. It's not inside the Torah world, outside the Torah world, but it's from where you're starting from. Where's the starting point? Are you starting from the Torah? And the leaving of the Torah is going to create the person. Are you starting from the person? The person is going to become, by perfecting his midas, actually mukhun lekabel haTorah. Torah is or Hashem. Torah, or. Doesn't fit everywhere. You can't put or in a dark place. There are some dark places that the or comes in and it's no longer a dark place. That's koyach of or. There are some places that are so dark that any or goes in there gets distinguished. This is basically a dark place. Or can't go in there. So each person, relatively, midas rois is a darkness that doesn't allow to. Rambam explains that the masechos that are between the Anavi and the Nevuah and the relation of as midas. The perfection of the level of midas are the degree of the clarity of the mirrors of the images of how a Anavi fixes things up. Because the person is made up of his kokos and nefesh and of his midas. And when we're talking about suvaru, it means that starting from the kokos and nefesh of the person and working on the midas to come, all of the approaches that we have here are very, very down to earth, because that's what he's referring to. There's nothing here to give a shocking talk. All of the accomplishments of the, at least in the chat, the lower levels, the simpler approach to understanding a shocking talk. But we all have these issues probably on a daily level. Shachin Tov never takes on a very romantic religious experience. It's only very down to earth. And it doesn't give a person a big high, necessarily, even when he succeeds in dealing with things properly. But these type of activities are activities that have in them tremendous potential. Tremendous potential for creating that human being who is worthy of Kapalata, to be the Makapalata, to be a real human being.
I'm missing something, but I wasn't insinuating, I wasn't assuming that the of young men, I could have said, the total world or university or business. I was more like thinking of the that so-called safer, whatever it is, the safer limud is not enough. You have to deal with another human being.
There's no question, that's part of Torah, that's the reason why this mission is here.
So it's
called Ayamis. It's called Emes Lamita, for example, by a dying. A dying can know all the halachas. But if he doesn't have the capability of clarifying which aid is telling the truth and which one he didn't catch him, but it's a dim rumor. Something fishy here, can't go on it. He's not a good guy. But he's a big Talmud Chacham, he knows all the halachas. Very nice, but he needs halacha lemaisa. And halacha lemaisa is a kashus. You can know you're there backwards and forwards. Because you don't have an understanding of how modern day factories are run, you can't be a mashgiach. There are a lot of stories of very, very chashur rabbanim who stubbed their toes in their first experience in the kashrus world. And there could be some little shmo who knows a lot less than them in the halakha form, but they know the pattern, they know the realities, and they know you didn't see that extra line of steam coming around this way. Now they explained you the main road, but also the side road, because sometimes they didn't tell you how to. They didn't tell you about that. So because of the practical approach, because they're missing some of the lamaith of it, so the halacha vein has begun to come out, right? When you're talking about kiyum mitzvos, you're talking about shleimus ha'odom, there's only the very, very practical world. That the ivory tower theories, that's not a Jewish idea. Ivory towers. Ivory towers are not a very Jewish idea. Again, I'm not talking about whether a person, how much he spent time learning, and how much the Vilnagon closed his shades, he didn't close his shades. The Vilnagon, if you see some of his story, he knew exactly what was going on all over. He knew down to the nitty-gritty, exactly what was going on. You have to, otherwise you can't be the Vilnagon. But Torah is very, very down there, very down practice. And there's a necessity to understand the interaction between those two creations that were created to be match, the Torah and the other. Now, generally speaking, it's much easier and beneficial and safer for a person to concentrate on building himself directly to the thing that Torah. It's a lot easier and more guaranteed. That's not sufficient. Call a lady, call a ima in the elector, gum to your animal. I just learned that, that's all I know. Back in my room, including them doing misses. Gum to your animal. That's not there, sorry. That's your heresy, sorry, not there. There is both aspects of the things and the joining between the two. A person has to have capability, understanding all the intricacies of the Kodesh and Nefesh in theory, and then when some story happens to him, we'll talk about Shochin Tov now for half an hour, and then when the Shochin next door comes and bugs you a little bit too late for something that's too little important, how are you going to greet him? How are you going to deal with it? You may forget that it has anything to do with what we talked about. The Shochin Tov, fine, but now with this guy. Yeah, that's good, but this guy's a pain. That's something else. Yeah, we were talking about that. So what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about something else. So as long as we're up there, so then you're not there either. So generally, this is an exception. But you have it. There are other places where you have this. So you have to know that Christ's approach has always been from the day. That's the main approach. But not the only approach. Both approaches together. That's nichlal in what the mission says later. They put in their heads. This you say is called their heads. So their heads really means. And their heads come from the Torah. The their heads is the their and it's megillah Torah. The their is chayim. And that is always a combined effort. The chiddush here that the Torah has the capability of mashing all the shleims. That's poshut. The chiddush here is that there are midas proteus. They're somewhere on the sideline. They don't even necessarily be the most, for example, one of the biggest midas that a person can think of is emes. Right? Or even chesed only gets here in mild honorary mention here. Probably if we would have to give one name or who gets the highest mention of a midah over here would probably be Shalom. But some of the most chashur midahs that we have don't seem to find their way here very strongly. On the negative side, we put Commissioner, right? King of Kaiva and Covid are the three big, no, Kaiva, Kass, Kaiva. Where are they exactly? Right. If you tell me, what do you have to keep away from if you want to keep out of trouble? So we say, watch King of Kaiva and Covid. So what's this mission talking about? This mission has a different subject. This mission is telling you, particularly in the Kudas, Pratim, they have Koyach to overturn all of the orbs from that particular aspect.
This COVID has a thing with it also.
Everything has with it.
Okay.
But this mission is giving us five basic mahalchim of those
theoretical.
That's right. If he said, you know what you should do? Be a Baal Chesed. Didn't say anything. So then you won't. Let me just make this point. Let me make this a very good point because you can start hearing what the Mishnah is talking about. What's the difference between theoretical Midas and practical Midas? Especially in the area of Midas. When a person is approaching Midas, especially, in general, but Midas especially, from the theory down to the practical, so he has in his mind whether he likes it enough this like checklist. Okay. So old becomes an chesed bowl. Do a chesed. Watch me. Yeah, do a chesed. And he does it. It's nice. It's good. But what happened here? What happened here is not yet the shleimus of what the Baruch Shalom wants us. Baruch Shalom wants is that not when the Ani comes, so my head says, oh, here I have something for my chesed tree. He wants that we should be such a person that when the Ani comes, the chesed in his heart functions, and he does it naturally, because he's that type of a person. Mm-hmm. That's what the Rambam explains in the Yisraelis. This is the difference between Su and Ru. Now, one of the ways of getting there, right, one of the big ways of getting to chesed is learning about chesed, but it has a big disadvantage. Because whether you like it or not, when the Ani comes up, he becomes your Lulu. I'm going to do a mitzvah with you, I'm going to study. Okay. Whether you like it or not. That's the, in the end, it sometimes goes to the point of whether you like it or not. And you ever find that you invited somebody for Yom Tov, you know, and you had it all worked out with the Shkizim and Baruch Hashem, you know, you have guests for Yom Tov, and then they want to back down. And you're angry, huh? You can't steal my guests. So this is my game, my mitzvah. You want to steal it from me? This is my freezer. They're not going to come. Because you know, I'm going to get insulted. Cuckoo, who are you trying to help? Are you doing yourself? Are you doing chesed? Are you filling in your checklist of what you expect from yourself, what you would like for yourself? Or will it make it comfortable for you at your table? It's true. It'd be nice. Yeah, the orphan is nice. It gives lots of table work. Yeah. Well, that's not enough of it. That's nice. It's good. It's all fine. Right. But if you get insulted, the orphan didn't come. There's something wrong. You better check it out, the checklist again. The whole checklist approach. They have in certain schools, has it out. Train girls into the idea of testing, which is a good approach. Something that has a lot of validity to it. However, it's a big danger. And they do tremendous things, really beautiful things. They send them out. Right, and go to their old age homes, family. She does some really beautiful work. Right? But at the end, she gets a check, you know. And they call it chesed hour. Right? And this became a little sudden how to talk about the wrong way of doing this. Chesed hour. Chesed hour. Chesed person. Not chesed hour. If it's chesed hour, that means it's not chesed person. True, as a chin of approach, there is a zalach that if you can't make chesed person. So you start with chesed hour and it has an ashpah. Some people get stuck along the way. I'm working on ashpah. Great, working on ashpah. So I decided, you know what, from 2 to 3, this is a real proper way of working on ashpah. From 2 to 3, I'll work on ashpah. I have real good stories. So it's almost 3. I'll wait till 3:15. 15 minutes, like way past, I can forget all about it. And just I'll call my friend and Then I'll just tell him the story. It's not a really good story. It's not really not really sure what it's not. So between 2 and 3, he's not going to say it, but 3:15, sorry.
This story sounds great. You haven't heard of it?
Want to hear the story?
Yeah, it sounds for all of us.
Well, I love to.
Yeah, thank you. Story time. What happened there? What happened was there is that the process became tachlis. How do you avoid that? The way that you avoid that is that there has to be always a combination of those processes with two rules, where the process starts from the other way out. I have a gift there. He gave me a big cloud once, and I've seen it so many times afterwards. It's really beautiful. What's the difference between a person who doesn't act with a middle, especially with shlemus, then when it's coming from a kinyan nafshi, when it's coming, it's the real thing, and when it's one of these plastic operations? How do you tell on yourself? How do you tell on somebody else? What's the litmus test? How do you tell what's, oh, this is really such a person? Who's a real Baal Chesed and who's a person doing Chesed? Who's doing Chesed now? Who's a Baal Chesed? What?
What?
Well,
I have to
ask him,
you
know,
is it
Musa
or not?
If you don't know, say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, by that one, yeah.
If there's a sacrifice,
I understand. Yeah. The opposite, yeah. That's your guess? Right. So it's the opposite. If it comes natural, to the point that the person doesn't think anything of it,
it's
the real thing. If you personally, this is a ball, really, because it's good, I did it.
Making a king.
So it may be on the way, it may be a good thing, I'm not saying it's negative, but it's not that. It's a person who has a king, he has to turn around, right, and realize that the other people who aren't like him are still human beings. So, you know, they're not. It becomes by a person who has a kinyan that, of course, is the way it is. A person has yashus in business. Yashus in business, even beyond the letter of the law. He's not going to do something that's crooked. He can get away with it, and he can find the rabbi who's going to be matet. And yeah, he once heard that he said that they said that you could do it if it's been, you know, have some ruga, if there's something else. And to say that, you know, you kind of have to. Right? And then, it's not glad you don't do things. Yeah. So a person who has such a meter, he's claiming it. You know, you're going to do Krumda. And then he finds the guy next door, he does do Krumda. He might have a big beard like this.
Let's just see the matter of speech, where he's looking for something.
No, so I'm saying that if a person was claiming the meter, right, and he doesn't understand at first glance, he has a problem with Tamakhav schools. How can somebody, you know, people not like that?
The person was
claiming
the meter.
Right. And then he has to learn, no, I have Hanami, yeah, people are not like that. Okay. You have to again. It could be 2 years ago he wasn't like that either. Right?
Yes.
Most people only have kinyanim in the meters if they had natural. So they were always like that. Most people who pretty much have natural kinyanim are the ones that are Tevarisha, not Tevarishani. The Aslachas are the Tevarishanis. The person who wasn't so glad, they made him so glad. To the point that, I suppose, he had to be glad. The reality is that activity makes a person. If a person who wasn't so glad and then he made up his mind and said he's going to want to keep angry, and he's going glad, a year later, or whatever, after her hergelus in it, they'll become just natural way of doing things. They'll have to turn around and say, what? I mean, somebody will remind him what he himself did 2 years ago, you won't believe it. How can I just say it's terrible? At the time he thought it was great. I mean, it's terrible. I changed a different person. This is the silly rule that a person has to have both ways, both top to bottom up.
That's the question here.
Yeah.
Practical question. You said this particular Indian, a certain thing here has bothered me a lot. I mean, I haven't had clarity in discussing this with somebody else, exact thing. Certain things come very naturally, very easy for certain people. Some people can do things for people all day long. They just, it's mamish, they love it, it's easy, it's wonderful. So. That's it. Has no, and another guy, tremendous tear could do some same thing. Has to work himself into an absolute, was mad. No, it's the way it is. There is extent to being human behavior like that. So certain kind of things are very easy for certain people. So, I mean, what's the cheshbon? Let's say you take, let's say chesed is very easy for somebody. Very easy. So maybe should it be osek in it all the time? In other words, there's other things that maybe are harder for him, so should he be working on that? Chesed comes easy. He can do a lot of it, right? So it's good. He can do a lot of it. It's needed. He's doing chesed that's needed, and he fills his life doing chesed, good chesed. But there's other things that maybe needs to work on himself, okay? But all this natural time he'd be spending doing this chesed, if he'll do these other things, he won't do this chesed. He'll have to push it off to the side. Yeah, it's a practical chesbon question I'm asking. I'm serious about it a little bit.
Individual.
Nobody knows.
What?
I mean, everybody has to decide for himself.
No, it's not because nobody knows, because it's individual. Because, no, it could not, because it changes from the same person from day to day and from stage to stage. It's true that when a person has a natural tendency, for example, to do chesed, so you should excel at chesed.
Should excel at it.
However, it's the responsibility of every type of person has an idea. Some people are really good in Begam Lachaveya.
Right.
Other people feel it's much easier for him.
Right.
People.
Right.
If they would all be machines, life would be a lot easier.
Right.
And the same thing as every type. This one and likes a god, and this one likes halacha, and this likes this, and that likes that. The Torah requires of us to be a notion of shleim. And therefore, we have, all people have tayyag mitzvahs. Everybody has responsibility in all areas. This one in the Munah, and this one in Chesed, and this one in Benam Chavir, and this one in Nuchoma. The guy Paul Chesed, and he goes home to kill the Amaleki. I'm a nice guy, I'll kill people. So, no, you're a Jew, you kill people when you talk to them. Jews are nice guy, very nice to be a nice guy, but kill people if that's what you gotta do. And the home, you have to kill his own son, that wasn't so much fun. Let's see, he was Mr. Nice Guy, and if you can't call him Chesed. And the Hanami, the ultimate Nisoyan that they always all had, each one had their particular meter, and their ultimate Nisoyan was always in the opposite meter. Because that shows that a person is not just bringing out his Bukhar to boil, but he's being over the Shem, doing the Otan Hashem, even if it's not his potential.
I mean, should a person push away? He's got four mitzvahs coming in front of him that he could do. Easy. That's his thing. It's nothing. And the Kodesh Baruch will be happy too. I mean, it's all real. It's all right. But he's lacking. He's chaser in this and this other thing. And can you push that away to do this other thing?
And I tell you also is that the person always has to have a shleimus, an emphasis in what he comes, where his koiches, where his milos are, right? But not to the point that he's avoiding the issue of his other responsibilities.
Okay, avoiding, I wasn't worried about avoiding. I understand that concept.
But
not where it was avoiding, but where there isn't.
But that's one of the things in this mishnah. If you tell a person, is you know you should do, go out and mash them all of your meters. So you won't have a starting point, you won't have an ending point, and it's too big of a subject for one little life now.
Can't do it.
It's not a practical approach.
Yeah, I understand that. But isn't it the same thing as Rabbi was saying before? That's the whole concept of the goodness of the Lula. The person, in Rachmiel's case, that he brought up, the person is mushlam in chesed, then that's where his totality, like I was saying before, manifests itself.
Right.
Even though he has chesed all throughout all the other things that he's doing, but the eyesight manifests itself through the eyes and not through the toes.
If you're an eyeball, you should concentrate on seeing. Don't work on listening. If you're an eyeball,
you have
spend your life concentrating on seeing clearly.
As an individual, as part of Klal Yisrael, that person then should have to concentrate on his chesed.
Even better, that's what I'm saying. However, the difference between an eyeball, right, and a human being, is none of us, although we have general forms that we can be in the cloud, in terms of our connection to the cloud, we can be an eyeball, or an ear, or a nose, right? But we are, each one, a total cloud. And therefore, we can't just be an eyeball. If you're an eyeball, if you it's an eyeball, then you have to be eyesight all the time. And any kind that you take off listening is no good. You're off the job. You know, you're supposed to be looking the whole thing. Stop listening. But we're not eyeballs. We, b'chinas klal, we can be a person who can be an eyeball.
Right.
But Bechinas is an individual, is Prat, he's a total person. And he has total responsibility on all fronts.
Yeah, of course.
So therefore, there's always a balance. Yeah, what do you ask? You ask a Jew, is it this or that? Always answer it.
Both.
Okay. Is the Klal or Prat?
I'm sorry.
It depends.
Okay, it's really in the Indian, I'm familiar with it. We also say that the schar comes with the effort.
Effort grades. The whole question. What is schar?
Okay, so if there's no effort.
Effort grades.
So there's no effort. If something is very natural.
What does schar come from? Effort grades or objective accomplishments? The answer is both. Right? How do you chesma add it up? What's more? What's worth less? The has a very good computer. Works it out to the T. But there are bad die, both chesmonis.
Well, what I'm asking is...
And either one, theoretically, could overtake the other one.
Okay, so I'm just asking you straight. If something comes very easy to somebody...
Generally, our responsibilities
and
our decisions are not based on the easiness or the difficulty of it, but on the objective responsibilities in front of us.
Okay, so we don't worry about whether or not it's easy for you to do.
No.
The fact that it's easy for you to do. So what? The thing has to be done or whatever, and you can do it, do it.
The reason that it's easy for you to do is not a reason to do it, and it's not a reason not to do it.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
If it's the right thing to do, then you do it.
Okay.
And if there's something more important that's easier, then you do that.
Okay. Yeah. It's been working pretty well so far. Okay, just checking.
Just checking.
The person made something in the second age just because he didn't have, but mostly he has to work through his work.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
I see you, the cliff, I want to think this.
You can't just go through this.
The rogue has a tendency, please take this good heart. To fly through these things.
I've really been flying lately.
Trying to slow it down.
I know, we've been going through the parking lately.
I mean, a parak and a half in 2 years, I mean. It's like, let's slow the pace down.
Alright, what are we going to do?
Try to finish the first thing you started.
No chance.
The first thing you want.
Okay, I ain't tight. I ain't tight. Different proportion emphasize different aspects of Ayin Tov. But we can put it all together into two basic aspects.
Yeah.
One of them is Nedius. And the other aspect is Dan Lachasus. They're both two aspects of the in and the out of Ayin Tov. A person spends every moment of his work and life seeing that's around. The idea that we have in seeing, in the chashivas of eyesight, is that roya, sight, the eye, is something that is mechuber. It is one of the most ruchni of the chushim, and chokhmah. The Derech HaSeichel is also called Roya. Roya is another that we have later in the Mishnah. Roya is another. Where you see it, which Masach. The brain, Libi Roya Harbi Chokhma, Shlomo Melech says. And the brain, the Kerkes and Anef, is Derech HaSeichel, also called Roya, sight. Because every sight, besides bringing in the technical messages of how big and what color and so forth, the object of the thing, every eye is shoykel, every eye is a judge. A person is in a constant state of making judgments. Everything that goes in the eye in particular, even more than any of the other pushing, a person has, there's no ozen teif. You have an ayin teif. You have an af teif. You can have a pet toy. You can have a lotion that. Right? Therefore, it could be maybe a lotion toy. But ayin toy, that the eva itself is called toy, that you have in particular in the eye. And the reason for that is toy vera is the basic koichas hashikul, Right, wooden bed. The basic shikun, the basic two realities that we're all dealing with. But we're making judgments. Is this a good or a bad? Whatever it's called, good or bad. But the ayin in particular has the capability of making constant judgments. Now, an eye, different than seichel, for example, a seichel, the tikkun of seichel is that it should make an objective judgment. The tikkun of an eye is that it should make a subjective judgment. We're not talking about deciding how big the cup is. Okay? Even that's true also, but that's not right now on subject. When a seichel makes a judgment, then we hope that it will be as clearly objective as possible, and that's its tikkun. When an ayin makes a new subject, we want it to be a subjective, a tilted judgment. And therefore, not the result, the kli, right, a regular scale, a scale of measure things with, right, regular scale, there's nothing totally around about it. It's totally par. Seichel, when it's judging something, it's judging something good, so it's being involved in good, judging something bad is being involved, but it itself is not as par. It's not good or bad. It's a capability of making a judgment. The ayin toiv is because the toiv of the ra is not just in the subject matter, but it starts with the kli that's making the judgment. When a person looks at somebody else, whether the judgment of that person is going to be toiv or ra is not dependent only, or not even necessarily foremost, right, on whether the person objectively is toiv or ra, but what type of eye is looking at him. Right. So the eye has this particular capability, which in seichel terms we would consider a chasar, but in yidus terms could be a tremendous mail of being tilted. Right. And now you have to know that eye is always tilted. Right. An eye is always tilted. Should be. There are times where it becomes a plea of the mayach, and therefore, but be yisoidoi, it's either ayin ra or ayin to. Right? Because the ayin has to come before it makes the subject matter is put in. Right? But what kind of camera do you have here? You have to have a good camera or right. A bad camera.
Right.
Now, generally speaking, you need a tremendous amount of ra to be exposed to an ayin to for it to come out with the result of ra. Right? And the same thing in the reverse. You need a tremendous amount of toiv when I in ra to recognize this toiv.
Right. Right.
This is a nechlal and mitzvah deraisa to be an ayin toiv. This chelik of ayin toiv, which is danach haschus.
Oh.
As we discussed, and it's 9:14, so I can't go into it. But ayin toiv. The capability. Marking everything that a person deals with to be within the tchum of toif before the actual operations take place, but as a predetermined prerequisite, is that miraculous koyach that Rabbi Elazar found in the ayin that said that it has the capability of overcoming everything. If you have an ayin toif in this form, danachoslus, meaning the way we're explaining it now, that the eye, the kli itself, where all reactions at first are based on some type of observation. Something's happening, I see something, I know something, and through that, then now I decide I'm going to react. Deciding or I react instantaneously, whatever you call it. There's a reaction based on input-output. Right? The input is tilted. The input is going to be tilted, and the output's going to match the input. A person has a capability, and this deserves a lengthy discussion. But a person has a capability. We're always very often under the impression that we are slaves to our surroundings. If I'm in a good surroundings, so then things will be good. If I'm in bad surroundings, things will be bad, and I can make a little bit of effect. What? No. So the Mishnah here is telling us. An ayin toiv is to mistake. Because, especially in terms of the individual person, there we have a capability of tilting the measure before you start. If you start with an ayin tov, everything around you is going to be there. I always say there's a marshal, it's humble and safer. A person who really likes light, his eye or a color, a certain type of color, really likes that. So the opposite will distract
him. He really knows what low life is.
Does nicht, right? That's no.
Yeah.
So the ayin tov, when it's called something that even in its terms is ra, it rejects it. So the other album, when it comes there, but not every person has a sorry.
It's greater clarity.
Yeah.
It's greater clarity.
Isn't the whole, you always say the whole story of Rav Tzusha, that he didn't see anything there?
That's different than that. That's not.
Isn't that what they were saying? Basically,
no, you were talking about
his external was not bad. Because
of
other people.
No, that's talking about in terms of Rahman position, and how you see. It's a different aspect of the same idea, but that's not the aspect we're talking about right now. That's what we're talking about right now is more in the area of Midrash, not in the areas of Muna. It's really,
I wasn't mentioning the
Muna. He's talking, that Koyach that he said, that I've never had nothing bad ever happened to me. Right? That is not exactly, it's related.
I was just relating it to what Rav said before, but that you can externalize.
Yeah.
That you don't see.
You can determine what's your situation.
Well, somebody else obviously looked at him and said, "So all this bad happening to him."
Yeah.
But he himself really—it wasn't like he was playing a game and hiding his eyes from him. To him, the mitzvah to him was that there was nothing bad there.
Right.
That's all I was mentioning. That the external.
I should get this point. I thank you, Mary. I mentioned before, but there are two people who grew up in the same place, same friends, same circumstances. Right. One turns out sad. One turns out. One turns out a tzaddik, one turns out a rasha. It's posh. He has an ayin tov, so he saw this mitzvah and this person, this mitzvah. He was surrounded by good people. So it's my shpia on him, he turned out a good person. That person saw the chesonis of all the same people. He said, this is a balkas, it's a balgay, it's a balkay. And he was in this city full of rishonim, so how can he but turn out to be a rasha? It was the same place. This koyach is a basic koyach which determines the prerequisites of how all of the circumstances start. So this one is easy. Once we have this hakdama of understanding ayin tov, how this is, although it makes one koyach, one maybe even side koyach of the koyachos, but because of its particular role and its capability of preempting the attack by bringing in the tov of the ra before you start with the actual subject matter, it gives a capability of changing the whole formula. Tilted totally to the side of Tayyip, in which case you have a capability of whatever you're going to deal with now, in any meeting that's going to come your way, in any situation that's going to come your way, whatever the thing is, you have the advantage. You have the upper hand because you're starting from the function of Tayyip. When the Ayah Tayyip decides something is Ra, it's really Ra. Then you know that it's Ra. Right? We have really suffix whether something is good or bad, so go to the Ayah Tayyip. Right? When we went to the Chavetz Chaim puzzled something, he knew that was bad news, like really bad. Forget it. And, no, that's not forget it. It's Tzadikim, all of Tzadikim, that's Knoyim. Oh, he's a Knoyim. No, he's not a Knoyim. He's a Knoyim. He's a Shach. He's a person who's Kuli Tov. Anybody would see him, say he couldn't hurt a fly. So how's he become a Knoyim? Because of that. Because he's so much toif, he can't just accept the ra and go right there. He can't just be quiet. He sees it out. He has to do something. He has to react. He can't react. Toiv. Can't be so. Wishy-washy toiv. So come so for wishy-washy rao. And that's all. Can some big rao also. But something that has a clarity of toiv in his rear. Can't be so. Has a much more clarity even than you. Can't accept that. Toiv. So we've managed to start.